You're listening to SBS News. Removing barriers to the COVID-19 vaccination program is something every state and territory is focused on as Australia attempts to get as many people as possible fully vaccinated. The latest figures show for people with low English language proficiency, the vaccination gap is 5 percentage points, a 50% improvement on the 10 percentage point gap from earlier this year. The Multicultural Centre for Women's Health in Victoria says it's a case of better late than never when it comes to disadvantaged migrant communities. Executive Director Dr. Adele Modolo says some effective programs are now in place.
If we had them earlier, it would mean that we wouldn't have this lagging that we're having now. But some of the programs that are in place that are making a real difference to people are those that allow people to have in-depth conversations in their language. So it's bilingual health educator with a trained peer who's able to talk to people about what their concerns are. So what is it that's perhaps they still have questions about in relation to the vaccine?
In Victoria, two-thirds of the new case numbers are in people who have not had a first dose, and the majority of the new infections are people under 40. Dr. Modolo says getting more migrant women vaccinated isn't just about education. She says practical measures such as providing transport and childcare support are key ways to reduce the barriers some people face.
Providing some transport, supporting women to get childcare. There has been some kind of information around saying that there's a cost attached to the vaccine, important for people to understand that there's no cost. So removing those barriers can also make a big difference to vaccination rates and really bringing up those rates.
Dr. Modolo doesn't think that anti-vaccination sentiment is behind lower vaccination rates.
With migrant populations, I think it's really important to note that that isn't the key driver for the low vaccination rates. There might be some people in migrant communities who are, you know, that kind of entrenched anti-vaxxer kind of part of those groups, but I don't think that's the driving factor. I really think that if we can continue to work on really just building awareness, removing barriers, we're going to get up to those high rates that we need in those communities.
Victoria has recorded 1,510 new COVID-19 cases and another 4 deaths. The state government is introducing new laws to manage pandemics, which will allow the Premier to declare a pandemic and have public health orders enforced for 3 months at a time. Premier Daniel Andrews says the proposed changes are based on what other governments are already doing.
This is modelled on the New Zealand law. There are elements of what happens in New South Wales and other states also, but we've gone beyond that in terms of accountability and transparency.
The new laws include an independent oversight committee, and all public health advice has to be made public and tabled in the Parliament. Opposition leader Matthew Guy has described the proposed law as the most extreme pandemic legislation of any state or territory. And he thinks the legislation points to a government that will impose more lockdowns.
The government last week said they'd never lock us down again, so why are they passing this bill? Clearly they will lock us down again, and clearly they'll use these powers to do so.
New South Wales had 282 new cases and 1 death. There were 12 local cases in the ACT and 2 in Queensland. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says the state will reopen its borders to fully vaccinated people from the 23rd of November. And once 90% of people aged 12 and over are fully vaccinated, quarantine requirements will be dropped for overseas arrivals.
We will be removing our border restrictions for those people who are double vaccinated to come into South Australia. From November the 23rd, we will be reducing the time that international arrivals need to be in quarantine from 14 days down to 7. On the 23rd of November, we will also be increasing the cap for home gatherings from 20 to 30, but other arrangements will need to stay in place for the foreseeable future. We then move to our next milestone when we get 90% of South Australians 12 and over double vaccinated. We will be able to remove the quarantine arrangement for those people coming in from overseas that are double vaccinated.
Mr Marshall says South Australia should get to 80% double dosed before Christmas, when virtually all remaining COVID restrictions will be lifted. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.